Coming to you from Cary, North Carolina, and Jackson, Michigan, it's the Get Options Podcast with your hosts, Adam Silver and Kyle Maurer. This is the show where your WordPress questions are given some serious and not so serious options. And here they are.
Why, hello, and welcome to episode 53 of the Function Get Options Podcast, the irreverent, fun advice show about your life with WordPress. I'm Adam Silver with my buddy, my co-patriot, actually two of my co-patriots, Kyle Maurer and Dustin Hartzler. Say hi, guys.
Hi, guys.
Hi, guys.
Really?
Of course. That's what you asked for.
It is. So, yeah. Hey, guys. We are... this is a unique show for many reasons. We have a guest, right, Kyle?
We do. That's true.
And we are not in our studio, respectively, your studio in Jackson or mine in Cary.
That is a fact.
Where are we, Dustin?
OH! Dayton, Ohio.
That's right.
Yeah, we are in Dayton, Ohio. That's
actually
right.
Happy to be here. It's pretty exciting.
It is. It's good times. Mm-hmm. We are in Dustin's office. Yeah, good times.
How cool is that?
It is the weirdest thing. I'm going to tell you. It's a little surreal.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it just is.
It's fun. It's fun. We're getting warmed up, though. I think this is going to be interesting.
It's. I hope so.
Yeah.
I really do. So.
There could be, there's a chance, a small chance, that somebody tuning into this program might not know who Dustin is.
Ooh.
Should, we should quickly enlighten them.
Okay. How should we do that?
I don't know. Do you have a poem or a tribute written or anything like that?
I have the O. Dustin poem.
The O. Dustin.
But right. it's not in English. It's in Latin.
Oh.
So I'm going to skip it this time.
All right. We'll skip that.
Okay.
And we'll just say that Dustin is a cool guy that we know.
Yes. How do we know him?
Oh, shoot. I don't know.
Actually, here's a better question. Who knew him first?
I don't know. That's a good question.
I think I did.
Probably Adam.
Probably me.
Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was a stalker.
Right. That's about right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So actually, I met Dustin, six years ago, probably.
He was a guy on the webinar and just kept answering questions. Like people were typing questions and he just kept answering for me. I was like, all right, whatever.
But before that, right. You would ask for some, you were interviewing other devs. Mm-hmm. For tools that we were using, and I wrote back, I'm like, hey, and then interviewed me, and yeah.
Yep, I used to interview lots of people for my podcast, and now it just got to be too logistically difficult to do that, mm-hmm. And so I don't interview people anymore, I just do a show by myself, and
right.
So
right.
I was looking for content,
and right.
Now I don't care about you guys. I mean...
Right. We're not quite at that level.
Right.
Adam and I are still interviewing people on our other shows.
Yeah, well, I only interview people every 8 to 10 weeks on that show. You do it like every week.
I'm not as far ahead as you guys are.
Right. Well,
so I'm still doing interviews. Sorry. Dustin was my second interview, I think, on the show that I started about 4 years ago.
Yeah. Dustin was my first interview and my second episode.
That's crazy.
Because he pushed me to do the show.
We all really just start with Dustin. Everything just starts.
With Dustin.
And ends with Dustin.
This is like this is the last show.
By the way, audience, yeah, we're done. So anyway, let's move on. So we'll talk more about with Dustin the rest of this episode and maybe the next one too.
Yeah.
But so what's going on in your life, Kyle?
Shoot. This has been a busy time. I'm excited to be back in the studio recording with you guys. You know, the other day, I was working on a speech. Actually, this is a busy speaking period for me right now. I'm doing a lot of talks, preparing for like several WordCamp talks. And I got my best man speech coming up for my brother's wedding.
Nice.
High pressure. Something that I really don't want to phone in.
You know it. You know you're not funny. So go with it from the heart. The heart.
We talked about this.
Okay.
In a recent episode. Yeah. Like I appreciate that now.
I'm sorry. Like, you are funny. No, I'm not. No joke. Like you have humor.
Yeah.
You have a humor bone.
Cool. Yeah. Thanks. I gave a good speech at Toastmasters the other day.
About?
It went over really well. I had a really like kind of risky opening that was a little bit like, I don't know how to describe it, but it was one of those things that was kind of like a potentially awkward joke that tricks people into thinking something wrong and then turned it on their head and took it in a different direction. So everybody's squirming for a split second. One of those more risky openings to a speech. And so I rolled the dice and tried it out, and it worked out really well.
Good. You want to share it with us?
No, I don't. Just take my word for it.
All right.
Everybody loved it.
I'm sure.
It was a smash hit.
You'll tell us off air.
Yeah, probably. Maybe not.
Okay.
What's up with you?
It was a short week for me this week, but productive. You know, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, I decided to work from home the whole week, not go to any other co-working space or back in Cary. it was very productive. Had my class, and then I traveled up here to WordCamp Dayton on Thursday. Mm. 8-hour drive.
Spun the wheels the whole way here?
Yes. Yes. I'm not sure what that means.
You drove.
Oh, okay. Yeah. But yeah, I drove up, and I'm actually staying at Hartzler Inn. Again, first time, second time in 3 years.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's been a good week. And you, Mr. Hartzler?
So it's been, I guess if you don't know any background about me, I am a happiness engineer at Automattic. I work on the WooCommerce team. And so as I was supposed to be doing my work this week, I was actually doing a lot of WordCamp things. WordCamp Dayton was pretty much the highlight of this past week. I was the lead organizer there. And so we were just wrapping up the final things. How many badges do we need to print? And how many people are we having for food? And why is food cost so much? And why did we spend so much money? And why don't we have enough people? And all those things that you think about. And so that was been that all consuming my life in the last week.
And I will give you credit. The food was good.
Yeah.
Yeah. That lunch on Saturday, on Friday was actually really, really good.
You don't have any more brisket left over, do you?
Maybe.
Yeah.
You don't. I would know. I'm staying at the Hartzler Inn.
We did not. We gave the extra food to the library staff. We held it at the Dayton Metro Library. A beautiful venue, a brand new place. It's not even been open a year yet. And they have just a really great space. Community, the internet is great there. And we're just like, let's take care of the folks that are taking care of us. So all the extra food we donated and let the staff, and we had security as part of the library, and they all took bites to eat. So that's just a little tip out there. Take care of the people that are, you know, they were glad to sign us up to come back next year.
Yeah, it was good. Yeah, it was I do like the venue. I really did, actually.
It's a good venue.
So come on out next year to Dayton if you're going to be in the area.
And this is not your first time with these sort of stresses. Dustin, you've helped organize over Camp Dayton for a few years.
Yeah.
It's not a brand new camp.
It's not a brand new camp. We took a hiatus last year for some logistical reasons of nobody wanted to rent a space in the Dayton area, and the library wasn't finished. And so we kind of regrouped ourselves, and then we booked it in the week that is graduation week all around Dayton, all around the world, or around the United States. And that's why we didn't have some of the regulars that we're used to seeing at WordCamp in Ohio. They just weren't able to come. Their kids were graduating. They had graduation parties to go to. People wanted to cut their grass, you know, like, I don't know. People had to get their hair cut. I don't know. Like, there was all kinds of reasons people couldn't come.
Yeah. But it was good. It was a small camp, but it was a really good camp.
Yeah.
And actually, I will say this. It was small enough to the fact that I went to more sessions than I normally do, because with larger camps, we tend to have more hallway track stuff, especially the experienced campers, right? Mm-hmm. This time, I went to at least 6 of the discussions.
I went to a lot of discussions, too, and
they were
I'm
good.
The lead organizer.
Right.
Like, I should have just been running around with my head cut off.
And that's but it's rare.
There wasn't much to do. We're like, this is going so easy. Like,
right.
There
right.
should be a problem. Like, what's going on here?
Yeah, right. No, we've all organized, awesome. And usually we don't get to attend, and this was good.
Yeah, so
it was
high cool. five. Hats off to you guys.
Yeah, it was good. All right, moving on to the news, if I'm not mistaken, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
This is the point at which we do talk about everything that's new.
Yeah, so we have some, it's funny, isn't it, to hear it like in real time.
So funny. I listen to this podcast every week at about 3x the normal speed. I couldn't understand what the words were, but I'm like, oh, they're going to the news section now, and now I know what they say.
That's so great. So Dustin comes up like, listeners of the show might not realize like how often Dustin is referenced in our program.
Yeah. The last two episodes were none by chance, but it's either Dustin or Sarah is like we sneak those two people in the show almost really very consistently.
If you hear references to Orange, it's always me.
Yeah, Dustin is basically the Tori Malatia of the Get Options podcast.
Nice. So you want to mention the news since you put it in the show notes, Kyle?
The news for episode 53, the show that we are recording right now. Awesome Motive acquired a plugin. Which is almost not news at this point because they kind of do that all the time.
Well, what do they acquire? What's it going to do?
It's like a WordPress plugin.
Wow. Just a WordPress plugin.
Yeah.
It's Google Analytics dashboard for WordPress.
That's correct.
It's now Exact Metrics. They renamed it.
Mm-hmm. Gad dope.
Which, it's, you know, when I first saw it, I'm like, is that GDPR related? Because I'm like, oh, no, it's not. So they acquired an analytics, Google Analytics. But they also have Monster Insights.
Which was Google Analytics plugin.
For some other name. Yeah. So are they going to merge those two technically?
They're separate. They have different purposes. I think these are just a perfect fit in their product catalog.
Okay.
Based on the kinds of things, the value that they deliver to their customers. They have the... Awesome Motive. Yeah.
Yeah.
They have the Optin Monster plugin.
Right.
The analytics one. Now, this is another analytics one. Anyway, I don't know. It fits in their portfolio perfectly, and they're probably already working on the next acquisition because that seems to be.
I think they're going to pick up Betterify or As Heard On.
It's possible.
Yeah.
It's possible.
I'll sell that thing.
Let's talk, Syed. Let's talk.
All right. Anything else in the news?
No.
I don't think there is. No. All right. It's moving on. Dustin's loving the fact that they're...
That one I understand.
Okay. It just changes.
Three acts.
That's crazy. So we got two pieces of news here. Changes, people moving around. Yep. One, you do the first one, I'll do the second one.
Jessica Frick is going to Liquid Web.
Because everyone's going to Liquid Web.
Right.
Yeah.
They are hiring like nobody else.
Right.
It's nuts.
Yeah. It is. Good for her. Do you know her?
No.
I don't know her. Do you know who she is?
Hmm.
Okay. I don't know who she is either.
But well, congrats to her. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, and also Jamie Schmidt joined Sightlock, but it's been a while. It's been at least 4 or 5 months now.
There's a small chance that we already mentioned this
forgot. Yeah, it happens.
But somebody, Adam Warner, told us this weekend, and I was like, really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I knew.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well.
She came out and spoke at WordCamp Raleigh. She actually took Adam's spot because Adam had already committed to WordCamp Chicago.
Sure.
So then we took Jamie with open arms. She's awesome.
She's very special.
Yeah, yes. She is. Mm-hmm. So, cool. Anything else? Any other changes? Dustin, you still with Automatic?
I'm still with Automatic.
We'll check back at the end of the show.
All right, moving right along.
What you wearing, what you reading, what you drinking now? What you wearing, what you reading, what you drinking now?
I got to tell you, it's just so funny to see your reactions, Dustin, because I get it.
Later, we'll play what it sounds like for me.
For three?
Okay. Oh, good. Okay.
All right. So I'll start. I'm wearing a WooCommerce Ship It t-shirt, drinking some water, and I'm reading Thinking Fast and Slow, which is a very dense book about brain stuff. And cognition, and it's pretty interesting. So I'll link to that in the show notes as well. Mr. Who do you want to go next? Kyle?
Yeah, I'm wearing a Sandhills Brewing t-shirt.
Oh, wow. Well, what does that mean? What's Sandhills Brewing?
Sandhills Brewing. I work for a company called Sandhills Development. We make WordPress plugins.
Right.
We also opened up a brewery.
Wow.
A microbrewery based in Hutchinson, Kansas.
Nice.
Specializing in barrel-aged sours and other.
You didn't bring any? We're not trying it right now? Why aren't we drinking?
You know, maybe that'll be our celebration after a successful recording.
Okay.
I do have some Sandhills brews.
Okay. What are you reading?
I'm still working on you should know by now.
Yeah.
It takes me a long time to finish books.
Yeah.
But lately, every time that I would be reading a book, instead I'm picking up my little notepad and sketching out my outline for my next speech because it's a busy speaking season for me right now.
Right. Cool. What's your next? Well, what is your next speech coming up?
The next speech will be at WordCamp Kent.
Ooh.
Actually.
Nice. Keynote.
Keynote. That's right. We knew this. It was a softball.
Yeah.
And Dustin, you'll be there speaking.
Yep.
And I'll be there speaking. Wow. Trifecta.
Hooray.
Maybe we just all speak at the same time. And then.
Like right now. Keep going. Everyone start talking right now.
Time, yeah. The dream team.
We're practicing right now.
This is not going to work out.
Right.
So if Kent hears this, if Megan hears this, we're sorry.
Yeah.
So that's what, and then Dustin, drinking, reading, wearing?
Yeah. I am wearing the awesome bowling shirt at the lead organizers have for WordCamp Dayton. For some reason, they got me an extra large. I mean, they know I have guns that are extra large, but I don't know. It's blue and black striped vertically. It's pretty cool. And so that's what I'm wearing. What I'm drinking is I've got this sweet water bottle. It is a $5 water bottle, a blender bottle, if you will, from Marshall's. And I am rocking some amino acids with some water just because I just mowed the grass. I thought I needed to give my body some replenishment. And what I'm reading a book called You Need a Budget. It is by the folks at YNAB. Jesse Meekum is the guy that created YNAB. It's not that I need a budget. I already have a budget. It is more a reading for the inspiration of people that, you know, they make $10,000, but they paid $100,000 off in a year type of inspiration. Mm-hmm. It's like, wow, how'd they do that? And so that's what I'm reading the book for.
Nice.
Wow.
Impressed. Okay. Nice. Smart. Yeah. Good idea.
Yeah. You can recap it when you're done. Just fill us in.
Yeah.
I'll give you the TLDR.
Yeah. Yeah. That would be helpful.
Wow. That's impressive. All right. I think everyone did that. Yeah. We're good. Moving right along, right? Hey, hey, Kyle. And hey, Dustin.
What?
Guess what time it is?
I don't know.
More slow trailer music.
Nope. That's right. It's questions time. You sent them in. We read them. We researched them. And now it's time to give you some options. You ready, guys? You ready? Here we go.
Okay.
Here we go. Here come the questions. All right. We got two questions. And who's asking the first one?
I'm so excited. It looks like I'm asking.
You're asking the first one.
Fantastic. So the question in from Guy says, how would you gents define the role of a web designer and the roles of the web developer? And if somebody wears both hats, what would they call it? Is one preferable to over the other, or would it be something completely different? I don't know. Yeah, so what say you guys? Yeah,
thanks, Guy.
Thank you, Guy.
Yep.
Again, if that's your real name. I know Guy, actually. I just said that about him because his name is Guy. Right. It's just kind of fun. Do you want to take this one? You want me to take the first answer here?
It's all you, man.
Really?
All you.
Are you sure?
Yep.
All right. Well, designers are honestly the heroes of the world as they see beauty everywhere. Truthful. And they take that beauty and they share it with others. Developers are just code cowboys and doing some hocus pocus malarkey things in a dark room with a green screen and a lot of text. Wow. So right off the bat, boom. There you go.
That's how you feel.
That's how I feel.
I don't know about that.
Really? I mean, I don't know. Do you have a take on this?
Speaking as a former web designer and web developer, I've moved on in my life. And I think both roles are equatable to a modern day whipping boy. you take the blame and the fall for everything that goes wrong concerning a business's online presence. They're supposed to just shut up and take whatever they're given. If clients want homepage sliders, that's what they're going to get. That's basically what a web designer and developer is. Just shoveling the crap.
Wow. We need to keep the show clean.
You could say that they're similar to agents of the IRS or used car salesmen, maybe, because they're responsible for all the crap. They're the ones making the internet a worse place.
Okay.
Really.
Well, so you don't like either one, really.
They're the ones earning a living by acting on the inadvisable requests of ignorant business owners. Every obtrusive pop-up, every dark pattern, every hideous design brought to life on the web was created by a web designer or a developer who sold their soul to feed their family.
Oh.
That's how I feel about the profession.
Okay, right on. Dustin, do you have a take on this?
I think they are both. They do the same thing. I mean, literally, they're the same. Why? It's just
potato, next question.
Potato, potato. They're the same.
Mic drop. Right. Yeah. Well, sadly, I mean, I kind of agree with you, Dustin.
Yeah.
But artists and designers aren't paid as much. Is another thing you got to think about.
Oh, right.
As developers, as true code developers, for whatever reason, that perceived value is just not there until the artist dies. So if you're a web developer, go kill yourself. No, I'm joking. Your designs will be more valuable when you are no longer with us.
Oh.
They will last forever. Code gets written over, gets taken out by malware. Design, graphic design, whatever, print, web, sticks around forever. Sadly, it's true.
It ages well, like wine.
Some may say that, some may disagree.
Yeah. So. Some designs are just timeless.
Right. I mean, look at Craigslist.
Look at all the websites from the 90s.
You're right. Those are the blinking, the marching ants.
Yeah.
Oh, I love it. Priceless.
The front page design. I mean, that's
right.
My favorite.
Yeah.
So long ago.
Another option real quick, and I'm going to wrap my piece up here, is, to answer Guy's question, you need to focus on what you really have a skill to do and if what comes easiest to you, because what comes easiest to you will inevitably make you more valuable because it's not going to be a struggle. If you are faster and quicker at designing versus actually learning code, or if you don't know code, or if it just boggles the mind, then focus on what your strength is and spend the time there. It just becomes, it may not be easy to others, but it's easier for you. That's where you're going to succeed faster. So
I was curious about this, and I looked into some Google Trends for search terms for web developer versus web designer.
Okay.
And I was mostly correct in my sense that web designer was more popular a long time ago. And web developer has kind of risen and become more popular over time. So that is now a more common term in terms of like search volume.
Yeah.
That kind of confirmed my suspicions. Like in the early days, as far back as Google Trends goes, in 2004, there were like twice as many searches for web designer as there were web developer. But over just a couple of years following that, designer declined and developer took outpaced designer. And that has kind of maintained, although they both basically declined a little bit. And web developer still now has more search volume than designer.
But isn't it interesting that the word developer has a different connotation? I mean, because I think some developers are just in their mind code, not just even, because I don't consider myself a developer in the sense of code, the way you guys have done it, writing plugins, you know, doing theme work, you know, I develop websites for clients. It's just that perceived notion. And some developers are really high horsed about this, right? They're on that pedestal, like, oh, you're not a developer because you don't touch, you know, the back end of something.
Right. But,
yeah. I mean,
you're a website builder.
Builder, yeah.
Constructor.
Implementer.
Engineer.
I don't know.
Got it.
Chuckle.
So, yeah. I mean, in answer to his question, I think my take on it is really the option is focus on what your strength is, you know, and if what you have passion for, that's going to drive you forward on a day-to-day basis.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think for me, it was interesting. I was talking to an ex-colleague of mine. He had moved on. He was a happiness engineer. He was excited about building websites for people, so he wanted to explore an opportunity that was close and local to him in Louisville. And I was just talking to him the other day, and I was like, so do you as a developer do any design, or do you have people that do design work for you? And he's like, oh, well, somebody just draws it up or they mock it up in, you know, whatever sketch tool. And then he's like, then we can export, you know, get some CSS and get some information out of there. And he's like, this is perfect for me as a developer. He was considering himself a developer because all he had to do is implement whatever he saw, and he just made it happen.
Right.
You know, it didn't matter if he used a page builder or if he wanted to write the code himself, like he was considering himself a developer of taking somebody else's design and then turning it into something that actually could be produced on the web.
Right. I'm going to quote Corey Miller on this, you know, own it, whatever it is you want to do. Just own the term. Don't worry about what other people say about it. Just own the term.
Yeah. And don't worry if that markup has Comic Sans. Like, that's not your job.
Right. Right.
Sell your soul.
So guy, I'm going to move this along. Yeah. I hope that answers your question.
I think that I wasn't done, but to me, these labels are similar to what you said, but for you to choose based.
What? That was weird.
Yeah. These labels are for you to choose based on what you want to emphasize. So how do you want your clients to think of you? What role do you want your clients to think that you play when they're thinking about who's responsible for this, or when should I call this person, or maybe whose problem is this when it's not right, or should I call in to help with this or that? How do you want to position yourself? So those labels, I think of them more as like part of your brand, your positioning, your marketing, perhaps. If you want your prospects and peers to think of you as emphasizing design, then designer is an appropriate term for you to lean on.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want your prospects to think of you as a builder or an architect, you can use those terms to position yourself that way. So it's a lot about how you want people to think of you. I think these labels are free for you to choose and apply if you want to, whether or not you think that they're appropriate, or other people in the industry may argue and say or try to label you. The label, these are useful just for you to choose for your positioning. That's how I feel about it.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's cool.
And I think that for what it's worth, that the clients at like the bottom end of the tier are the most inexperienced ones and the most likely to get confused about the labels, and it won't matter as much.
And stress about it.
Not
even
know the difference between designer or developer or builder.
Agencies do the same thing. You know, people say we're a web marketing agency, or, you know, or it's just the terms are so, there's such a variable there.
Yeah.
Right.
In my experience, when I went up market a little bit and worked with larger companies who had more technical people on staff, and I was in meetings with more technical people, they were far more likely to have an expectation that everyone has a specific role.
Very, like, very siloed.
I thought you said you were a designer, and now you're telling me you're going to write code?
Right.
What's wrong here? Or small business might never even think about that. A bigger company, the technical person is going to say, all right, I'm expecting a team. I'm expecting somebody to be responsible for the code, the front end and the back end, and someone else be executing the design, and someone else do the copywriting, because that's how things work with big companies.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. That's what to expect.
All right. Moving on. We good?
We're good.
Okay. I'm great.
So the second question, which I thought Dustin was going to read. So now, do you want to read this one?
No.
No? Do you want me to read this one?
No, I'm going to take a quick nap.
Okay. So I'm going to take this next one. I'll read this, but I think this one needs a little music behind it. So yeah, this one comes in from Jan Zach. I saw your tweets and I thought I will check out your website. I have to say, it looks very good. I'm also interested in this topic and have recently started my journey as a young entrepreneur. I'm also looking for the ways on how to promote my website. I've tried AdSense and Facebook ads. However, it's getting very expensive. All right, enough of that. So once again, we have this question that was sent in to somebody we're not quite sure really listens to the show.
What gave you that idea?
So it goes on. It wants to, this person wants to give advice. Or
my first question is, how did he contact? How did the contact come in, through your contact form?
It's the form.
Okay. So he's clearly on your website and he says, I will check your website.
Right. Yeah. Awkward. So yeah, I'm not sure what to do with this question. So I'm thinking we may just move past this one. But you know, hey Jan, if you're listening and you want to send in a question after you've listened to the show that's relevant to the show, by all means, go right ahead.
And you can pick which show.
You have one of five shows.
And we have a handful of shows between
the three of us. We have five shows between the three of us. So by all means,
five, really?
Two. No, you have two. I have two.
Oh, that's two is the same one.
You're right. Okay, so four shows.
Wait, I've got another one, though. The plugins one is a real podcast.
What plugins one?
Selling plugins.
And I have this other one that I just started.
Oh, and I have two.
Today,
right now. And I have two ideas. Okay. Well.
Just two. Did you wake up this morning and forget all the others?
We actually talked about this on the ride here. But anyway, so if you find us and ask us a question that's relevant to one of the shows, we will then take the question.
And I mean, he or she,
yeah,
I mean,
Jan
said that they did subscribe to your newsletter. So maybe you can just ping them via the newsletter.
When did you set up a newsletter?
Well, I was going to ask you the same question. Dang it. That's awesome. All right, we're moving on to a new segment we actually have. This is the new segment in honor of, well, not really in honor of you, Dustin, just it's a new segment because Kyle had the idea. It's a great new segment, actually. This one's called The Tagline Game.
Do we have any music for that?
Not yet. No, do you have music for it?
How do you guys like...
That's going to be so confusing to people.
That's perfect. I think that sounds good. Should we hear it again?
No. Okay, so
how do you guys think of Tagline You're It as a name?
Okay, Tagline You're It. Duly noted.
Okay.
Okay. Like
that's for consideration.
Okay. So you want to explain how this game works?
How the rules work are we're going to drop a tagline on each other, just the tagline, and it has to be from a company in our space that that we all are familiar with. We at least should know who the company is and what they do. Otherwise, the question is invalid.
So not necessarily WordPress, but like...
Correct.
Okay.
Sure.
Yes.
Sure.
In the space that we all work within, so not just WordPress specifically. Like it doesn't have to be a plugin. It could be a third party.
Right.
Tool. Yeah.
Right.
A tool, company.
So it doesn't. It shouldn't be Huggies or.
Okay. I have to go. I need to rethink my list.
All right. You want me to go first?
So
Okay.
So and the other person just has to guess what the company.
So
is.
I'll ask this one to. I'll do this one. I'm gonna ask this one to Dustin.
Okay.
Okay. There ready, Dustin?
No Googling.
I'm Googling what my questions are going to be.
Do you want an easy one or a hard one?
Obviously the easy one.
Okay.
I need to look good on this first episode.
Yeah. And last. Where work happens?
WeWork.
No. So close. But no, not really actually close at all.
Not even close.
Where work happens? Oh.
Do you want to take it for 5 points?
Is this Basecamp?
No. Really? Both of you? You guys live in this on a daily basis.
Oh, it's Slack.
It's Slack. There you go.
Huh.
I knew I've heard that tagline before.
You only probably see the tagline when you boot up Slack, and mine's always open. So.
Yeah. Well, work happens. Okay. And at one point, they actually had, there was a podcast about Slack podcast. It was amazing.
Mm.
Yeah, they canceled it. So, all right. Who's asking me one or Dustin one?
I'm still looking.
Yeah, I'll hit you with one here, Adam.
Okay.
I've got a few to choose from. I'm going to go with WordPress maintenance and support from real people.
So WP Site Care.
I knew that was going to be your guess. And it's not them.
It's not
them. Yeah.
For people. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, just think of WordPress maintenance companies that have real people.
Don't they all have real people?
This should be easy. Do you have a guess, Dustin?
WPSupport.com.
Is that a thing?
No. Okay.
It's actually Maintain.
Oh, Maintain. Mm, okay. Is that under WP? Is that Web Dev Studios?
That's one of their subsidiaries.
Yeah. So, okay. All right.
All right.
We are failing this bad. We're not. No one's doing well. You have one for me.
I have a fantastic.
Actually, this one's for Kyle.
This
I guess.
One's for Kyle.
Okay. Hit me.
It's a corporate slogan from one of the. We'll just give you a little hint. I don't think it's very easy. So, it's a corporate slogan for a hosting company.
Oh, okay.
So that narrows it down to like
endurance.
No. Okay. It's go time.
I'm gonna go with who is GoDaddy.
You got it.
Sweet.
Nice. Okay. Do we have any? You want to do another one, another round, real quick?
Yeah.
Because I have one more. Okay. So who am I asking? I'm asking Dustin this one again.
Correct.
Same way. Okay. Move, work, forward.
Mm-hmm. Work forward.
You had a close answer earlier, Kyle.
Really?
Yeah. You give up? Okay.
Who is FedEx? They move things, right?
Right. I'll give you half a point because the points don't matter.
Fantastic.
Kyle, what's your guess?
Move work forward?
Mm-hmm.
Is that Asana?
It is.
Okay.
Nice. Well played.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Who's next? Dustin's next or Kyle's next for me, I think. You're next.
Okay. No, I asked you before. I got to ask Dustin.
Okay.
All right. Dustin, are you ready for this?
I'm always ready.
Okay. Take WordPress further.
What in the world?
That's their real tagline.
That's their real tagline?
Yeah. If I stump you, I'll give you another one.
Stumping.
Okay, this is a little easier one.
Okay.
Beautiful WordPress hosting and management.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Hmm.
You can do this. I believe in you.
I don't. Just so everyone's listening, he is a deer in the headlights.
Yeah, I have no idea. All of them are beautiful, but Flywheel's the most beautiful.
That's it.
Fantastic. Yeah.
Nice. Yep. Well, nice little shout out.
Good job.
They are not a sponsor of the show.
They are not.
No. All right. So I'm out with my two. You have another one, right?
Last one.
I have one that's
for me,
that's a non-WordPressy thing.
Okay.
I misunderstood the rules.
I think we should like
just hit Adam. Just hit him with it. What's the worst that can happen?
What's the worst thing that can happen?
Yeah.
It is the tagline. I'm trying to see. I have a whole list of them here. I'm trying to pick the best one and the hardest one.
Thanks.
Some of these are so lame. reach out and touch, or reach out and touch someone.
Is that like AT&T?
It is AT&T.
Yes.
Oh, good job.
For the win. Okay. Well, I think that's it for
Clearly
the show.
I hate this segment.
We always hate our games.
It was okay. It was a little rough around the edges.
Not too
but
bad. I thought it was awesome.
Yeah.
Next time, explain the game a little better to the person coming up with questions.
Ahead of time. So, Kyle, you want to take us out?
This was really good. This was really good. Despite being distracted by a literal spider crawling on Dustin's microphone while he was talking... I thought we still pulled off a pretty good episode. Do you agree? Okay. So listeners to this program, this show actually will probably not be our last episode. We do currently have plans to continue the Get Options podcast.
Yes, we do.
We're not done. This isn't even like our final retirement tour or anything. We are just getting started, just scratching the surface of what is possible with a satirical advice podcast based around WordPress. So we want more questions. Our Q, is missing that life-changing question from you. That's the only thing that it's missing. So. Send those questions,
just like
whatever is on your
today.
Mind.
Yeah,
just like Jan did today.
Yes.
Yeah. Whatever is on your mind, whatever's troubling you, whatever you think is like lacking in your life, we want to know about it. We want to know all your problems. You can even send it in anonymously if you like. That's totally cool. We will preserve your anonymity and give you the right to be forgotten online.
Just like GDPR.
Exactly like that. We are inspired by by the EU. So send your questions to questions@getoptionspodcast.com. Go to getoptionspodcast.com and leave us a voicemail so we can play your pretty voice. Just like Dustin's beautiful voice. You can hear a more diverse set of voices on this program. All the listeners will benefit, and you most of all will benefit from our terrific answers to the show. Or you can dump questions into our contact form there on that website, maybe if you want to. Thank you.
You can find us each online. Kyle's over at Mr. Kyle Maurer on Twitter. I am over at Hey Adam Silver. Dustin, where are you?
At Dustin Hartzler.
Look at that. And you can find us get_options also on Twitter. Thanks. Say goodbye, everybody.
Goodbye, everybody.
Goodbye, everybody.